If you ask Paul Colliker to come up with a word to describe the Evesham United season so far, the Robins boss would probably use frustration.
Yeah, very much so. The first game against Salisbury was a very good game of football on a very, very hot day. And to go and lose the game in the 86th minute was heartbreaking. We then went on and played at home on Tuesday evening against Didcot Town. And it was very, very much a Jekyll and Hyde performance. Having gone in at half-time in the lead of 2-0 and missing their several chances, unfortunately those chances that we missed came back to haunt us. We still created a few chances, especially in the first sort of 10 minutes of the second half, but then Didcot got a foothold in the game and they got a soft penalty. And with that, it seemed to give them a big lift and they started throwing everything at us. If you were a neutral at the game, it was an enjoyable game of football. But for myself, it got the old ticket beaten a little bit too much for my liking.
On to this afternoon then, and a game against the Wimborne Town side that has two wins from two games.
I think that they're one of four or possibly five teams that are unbeaten. They've had two good wins, one at home, one away. And then they come to us in a very, very confident mood. So hopefully we will get an idea about, you know, ourselves. You know, we need to start winning games sooner rather than later.
It's been a difficult summer for the Robins manager, but he's keen now to move on and also to get his key players back from their holidays.
I've got one player suspended for the first two games. I've then got my top scorer missing for the first two games because he's on holiday. Then I find that I've got another defender away for the first two games because he's on holiday. And then I find out my goalkeeper's on holiday. You know, it's the spine of the side that's been affected in these two early games. And so I got Matt Sison back, I got Adam Madden back, and I got Lyndon Dovey back. So hopefully it will make us look, which should make us a stronger side. Unfortunately, you know, the players, especially when they're semi-professional, they don't start getting paid until the first game of the season. But obviously, you know, they've all got families. Whether the wife can't get time off from her job to take the holiday, or whether they can't take the children out of school. There's always something. So, you know, you've got to be understanding in this sort of thing where these lads, you know, have got to take a holiday like we all have. It does make pre-season very, very difficult. And I'm always glad to see the back of pre-season.